I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sports Leader, Sports Radio 101.9 FM, the Fan, WFAN.
Welcome back to the program, and obviously, big wild card weekend, super wild card weekend in the NFL, and a lot of also crazy trade rumors, coaching rumors, quarterback rumors swirling around. To make some sense of the NFL, we bring in Mark Canizzaro from the New York Post. Hey, Mark, how are you?
I'm doing great, Laura. You called me to get some, to make some sense out of things. Is that what's happened here?
And you know what? In 2020, 2021, that seems unfair to ask of anybody to make sense of stuff. But you know what? One of the places you'd think I'd be starting in New York, but one of the places I want to dive into a little bit is actually Philadelphia. I don't know if you've seen some of these rumors in Philadelphia that they may be firing their head coach, Doug Peterson, and even seeing a rumor someplace that the Jets, that there could be a trade of Doug Peterson to the Jets to reunite with Joe Douglas, who they obviously worked together with the Eagles. So have you seen those rumors, and does any of that make sense to you?
Well, it does. I don't think any of it makes sense to me, and I'm going to start with what's going on in Philadelphia. I mean, this guy was at the, you know, won a Super Bowl, you know, a short time ago. He was at the playoffs 2 years, you know, last year.
Yep.
And obviously things have gone sideways this year. I detest what, you know, what Doug Peterson did at the end of the year, not as any kind of a Giants supporter, but I know this has been spoken about a lot during, you know, a lot of airtime at WFAN, but, you know, I thought that was, it was just a breach of the integrity of the game at the end of the season, what he did, you know, when he pulled Jalen Hurts. But that aside, this guy is still a proven head coach in the NFL. I mean, if you look at, you know, all the people the Jets have already interviewed and are mm-hmm. going to interview, for example, right? I mean, they've essentially interviewed a lot of guys other than Marvin Lewis who don't have NFL head coaching experience. You know, so, I mean, these are a lot of, you know, question marks. Peterson is not, you know, this guy knows what he's doing, you know. I mean, I guess, I mean, I know the people in Philly would probably disagree, but so I always look at the be careful what you wish for, you know, dynamic, and I think the people in Philly should be careful what they wish for if they want to run this guy out of town after what he's given them already. And to me, and I know I tweeted something earlier tonight when, you know, when these rumors were coming out earlier today, I'd sign that guy if I was the Jets in 15 seconds, regardless of the Joe Douglas relationship. You know, this guy's a guy that's proven it, you know, and he's done it. And he won a Super Bowl with a backup quarterback, you know, with some dynamic play calling. So, I mean, if any Jets fan that doesn't want that, I'm not quite sure what you're looking for, to be honest with you.
Now, on the one hand, I can look at Doug Peterson and say, yeah, proven head coach, won a Super Bowl, history, track record of going to the playoffs. Obviously, they had a bad season, and it was a very strange year in 2020. So writing off 2020, I don't have an issue with. But is there anything, too, that a lot of his success in winning that Super Bowl, he did have Frank Reich with him? And Reich's not there any longer, and that maybe, you know, has some of the magic of Doug Peterson and the play calling and the ability to work with, let's say, Carson Wentz, worn off without having Frank Reich around?
I think that's a fair question, Lori. But, you know, it's, you know, are we – did we overrate Carson Wentz? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I mean, this guy was the MVP of the league for three quarters of a season. And really, you know, what's he done since then, right? I mean...
Well, and the other aspect of it with Wentz, I mean, just to be fair and put that aside, is that he also did have a bad knee injury. And if some of his strength also was based on that RPO athleticism, and he doesn't seem to quite move as well since then, I think that feels noticeable to me. So... You know, you're right. We can blame Peterson to some extent, but certainly a lot of that blame also does, you know, fall on Wentz.
And listen, I'm not taking any blame away from Peterson, by the way. I mean, you know, things have gone the wrong way down there for the last season and change.
Mm-hmm.
You know, last year wasn't a great year either. They were 9-7, I believe. And but, you know, I mean, it's easy to put two and two together with Reich, and obviously Reich is a, you know, we've seen what he can do you know, as a quarterback developer, and it's easy to wonder, you know, whether Peterson's lost his touch in a short period of time. But to me, if I'm hiring a head coach, and you know, you're hiring somebody who's the CEO of the team, which mm-hmm. which seems to be the new buzzword with the Jets, you know, using them as an example. You know, this guy, you know, seems to be a pretty good CEO of the Eagles. You know, anybody that's gotten to a Super Bowl, you know, I'd have to give that credit to. Listen, I'm not saying that's the end-all, but I think from the start of things, I think, you know, going back to your first question, I think Philly should be careful about what they wish for if they really are, you know, looking to get rid of him. And, you know, if I'm the Jets and I'm trying to, you know, I'm trying to hire a new head coach, you know, he would be very close, if not at the top of my list right now. Now, in terms of compensation, that's a whole other slippery slope there. In terms of if they were in a situation where they were would have to, you know, give compensation to the Eagles, the Jets are not a team that can afford to give away draft picks, as we both know. You know, this is a team that's, you know, that needs, you know, one of the most positive things about the Jets in the upcoming, you know, next two seasons. I believe they got nine picks in this draft and 9 or 10 in next year's draft. So, you know, you can't be tossing away high draft picks either. You know, that's certainly, you know, something that has to come into balance. You know, and there is something to be said, not to make this all about the Jets, but there's something to be said about if you have a conviction for one of these younger, you know, assistant coaches, you know, out there, you know, whether it's Brian Daboll, who you want to talk about guys, you know, guys who have shown track records for developing quarterbacks. You know, what he's done in Buffalo with, you know, with Josh Allen up there is, you know, is just tremendous. And, but, or, you know, if you want to go with an Eberflus in Indy or, you know, Robert Saleh. I don't know. I mean, I don't have the answer for these assistants because I've written this 100 times now. Until these guys are doing it, how do you really know, right? I mean, you just don't know. Did anybody know, you know, that Reich was going to be the kind of head coach he's been? Or, you know, just using a couple of guys as an example that were still playing this weekend, you know, Mike Vrabel, did we know he was going to be a good head coach, you know, until he started doing it? So we really don't, you know, so you're taking a leap, you know, a leap of faith and a chance with these assistants, but you're also, you know, that's how you have to find out about these guys, right? I mean, I'm sure no Jet fan is really fired up about Marvin Lewis, for example, and they look at him as a retread and a guy that's been kind of out of it, even though he was coaching, you know, as an assistant in college. But he's also a guy that's, you know, if you look at his track record in Cincinnati, he's pretty damn good. I mean, he's certainly a CEO of a football team.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yep.
You know, the Jets have got, you know, they've got a very, very, you know, obviously franchise-changing dynamic decision to make here, and I don't know what the answer is, but I you know, getting back to Peterson, if he's there and if it's not going to cost them anything, he would be in my top two or three right now, looking at the you know, the guys they have on the list.
Talking to you, Mark Canizzaro from The Post. All right, so the other big rumor that's out there is that Deshaun Watson is not happy with what's going on in Texas and with the Texans front office. You want to talk about it? If you said you would basically drive to Philadelphia and pick up Doug Peterson, if that's true, I think every Jets fan would chip in if Deshaun was truly available. But, you know, what are the chances you think that there's legitimacy to this? Not that he's unhappy, but that he actually gets traded.
I think that The chances of him not being on the Texans next year are as good as you and I co-owning WFAN by next January 1st. How about that?
Okay, so
I mean,
you're saying there's a chance. No, I'm kidding. So there's really not much of a chance is what you're saying.
Actually, I shouldn't say that because I don't really know what your financial background is.
Yeah, no, it's probably what you're thinking. I do okay, but I'm not owning a radio station.
I mean, let's put it this way. First of all, he hasn't even spoken to ownership. If you listen to the report right now, he's still on vacation. He hasn't spoke to ownership yet. The other thing is, I mean, you know, are the Jets going to pull a Mike Ditka and give away their entire, you know, 2020 and 21 draft, or 2021 and 22, draft, you know, to get this guy, and then you don't have anybody around him anyway? Wasn't that the whole problem, you know, with Sam Darnold in the first place, not enough talent around him? The other thing is, do you think Nick Caserio would have taken that GM job down there if they weren't going to have, would he have left New England and gone down there if he wasn't going to be building around Deshaun Watson? I mean, to me, the whole thing is it's too much.
Much ado about nothing is pretty much what it sounds like you're saying. So then that leads to, if you're the Jets, all right, there's Sam Darnold, and there's Justin Fields in the national championship game on Monday night, and you know, so prognosticate for me there is who's the starting quarterback. Who's the next quarterback for the New York Jets?
You left the toughest question for last. You know, I am not one to get seduced by, and again, I know Justin Fields had a tremendous season, you know, as has the kid from BYU. I hesitate to be seduced, for example, by the national semifinal game that we saw him play, Fields play, I should say. You know, because we were all down on, everybody was down on him after the previous couple of games. The Northwestern game, he didn't play very well. I'm fascinated to see what happens in the national championship game. If he backs that semifinal game up, Fields, with the kind of performance that he had in the semifinal game, you know, against Alabama, then we might be having a different conversation. But right now, I'm not so sure that he's a better option than keeping Sam Darnold and building around Sam. You know, given the fact that Sam's only 23 years old, and he, you know, he's still, by all accounts of the people that know football, has got some good talent. You know, so if it comes down to that, I have this, you know, but the wild card, Laurie, and I know I'm waffling a little bit here, is who's the head coach? I mean, the head coach is going to have at least 50%, if not more, maybe 75%. Of the decision-making power on who's going to be his quarterback. And we have no idea who that head coach is going to be. And you know, the conventional thinking is the head coach is going to want to come in and have his own quarterback and build around his own, you know, his own people. So, you know, that would tell you that maybe they move on from Sam. But the thing is, I mean, they can have Sam for next year, maybe even bring in, you know, a veteran, you know, to compete with him. And they don't have to pay him until the year after, you know. So, you know, they don't have to pick up his fifth-year option and commit to the kind of money. I don't believe, if I'm not mistaken, I'm not a big financial guy, but you know, they can keep him next year, and he can play for his contract next year.
They can keep him next year. At some point, they will have to decide by the fall if they're picking up that fifth-year option or not.
Let me just say this: if he goes and plays his ass off next year, excuse my language, throws 30 TDs and 10 picks, and the Jets are 9-7, then it's going to be worth paying him the big money, you know, in his fifth season and beyond, in terms of giving him a long-term extension. So that's the kind of way I look at it. I know, you know, my colleague Brian Costello, who's the Jet beat writer and is very much in the know, I know that he and a lot of other people feel, the gut feeling is that Sam won't be here next year, but I don't know. I think my gut feeling, oddly, is that I think he will be here next year, unless Justin Fields goes out and throws 5 TDs and no interceptions and upsets Alabama. Then, you know, then everybody's going to be seduced by Justin Fields, and he probably will go with the number 2 pick to the Jets.
Yeah, the hard part is the economic argument, though, that Sam Darnold does start to get expensive awfully quickly, and it depends with a new head coach. and Joe Douglas, do they want to reset the finances and the rebuild of an organization with the first year of a rookie contract? You've got that on the one hand. On the other hand, just like, you know, we'll finish this where we came in, where you talked about the grass is not always greener and the devil you know and all of that. This wild card weekend proving out that Lamar Jackson, you know, sure, Baker Mayfield was one overall, but Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen, those were not two of the, you know, top three quarterbacks taken in the, you know, in that draft. They were not the top two guys. You know, Sam was taken there. Then it was, you know, Josh and Josh Allen. And then, of course,
Mahomes.
Josh
you
Rosen.
Know what,
but of course, Josh Rosen. I'm just saying, out of one draft class, we had, you know, there it was Lamar who was taken after all of those guys with a win this weekend. If that draft was to do over, I think we'd be looking at, obviously, Lamar Jackson and Josh Allen as the two guys people would be deciding over. And yet, you know, there's Sam Darnold. So it's not an exact science, and you can always get the draft wrong. And that's going to be a real challenge, I think, for, you're right, whoever's coaching the New York Jets and for Joe Douglas to try and decide, are we better off throwing darts at another young quarterback, or are we better off with Sam?
I mean, do we even really know? I mean, you know, 3 years from now, what's Trevor Lawrence going to be in Jacksonville? We don't even know that. You know, we think we know that he's going to be pretty damn good, but and it's a no-brainer that he goes number one, but we don't really know. You know, it is a crapshoot. You know, much like the head coaching search here is to a large degree. You just don't know. There's certain, I mean, you know, I know I wrote a column the other day. I went to Minneapolis and interviewed Pat Shurmur when the Giants were about to hire him. Mm-hmm. And I walked away from that interview thinking, this guy is perfect for New York. He's an adult after the McAdoo era, which was a mess. And I thought, you know, he's got the perfect demeanor. He seems unaffected. He's, you know, he's kind of chill, you know. Mm-hmm. What happened? The guy got here, and he had the thinnest skin of any coach I can remember in recent memory. He was totally paranoid and became very defensive and irritable, and it just didn't work, right? You know, so, I mean, I don't, you know, those were my instincts when I left Minneapolis to come back to New York after interviewing him, and, you know, and I'm thinking, man, was I wrong on that? You know, and you know, people with much better football knowledge than me have been just as wrong, you know, as we've seen. So, it's going to be fascinating to see how the dominoes fall here in terms of who's the coach and then who's the quarterback. And even just beyond the Jets, I mean, just any, you know, I mean, as I said, I mean, do we know that Lawrence is a no-brainer? We don't know that for sure.
Yeah, that's it's an inexact science, and so many questions surrounding and swirling around the New York Jets. It will be a very interesting offseason. Mark Canisero from the New York Post, always appreciate the time. Thanks for stopping by.
Thanks, Lori. I know I answered none of your questions with any knowledge of anything, but I tried.
And we've cleared up nothing.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.